it's a defeat. When you're active, you're active and you're searching for a feeling. Now I remember what I said. Focus on the pattern on the ceiling.
And I know that I will. Colorful moments. I'm into defeat.
I can focus, but I don't know if I can change. And I can reason, but I don't know if I can change. Cause I hold the stone, the top of the steps. And girl, would you think I'm the boy who put the glass into your
and
back? I'm the boy who would take the glass from your back. Maybe I'm both in your mind.
Ooh,
I try to hold you.
Welcome into the playlist. You just heard the song Running Day by Avaluna as they announce their label debut album, Ice Level, which, check for it, it's going to be out in stores February 28th via Best Recordings. You can find them avalunamusic.com. And with me, my special guests are Denim Dan and, of course, Andy. How's it going, guys? Welcome to 2012.
Hello.
Oh, boy, boy.
Yeah, so this playlist is a little different just because we want to kind of get back on track into 2012. But first, let's talk about 2011. Think it was good? Think it was bad?
It was definitely good, that's for sure. pretty good.
Yeah, I think a safe consensus was that 2011 would be good. 2011, that brought us Charlie Sheen, correct? And his meltdown?
Yes, it brought the Charlie Sheen meltdown.
Right, right.
Or the Warlock. Like the Charlie Sheen genius marketing scheme.
Yes.
Yeah, let's flash forward to 2012, where he is getting his cast together to start his new sitcom, Anger Management. Do you think that is going to fail, or do you think people are still going to be on the Charlie Sheen train?
I think people will be on the Charlie Sheen train, at least for the beginning, and then they'll probably see that the show probably sucks. I mean, is it a sitcom, or is it
It's
like
a sitcom. It's a sitcom.
Is it geared up towards like following his crazy life?
I'm not sure. I think it's about dealing with, it's a comedy just like that movie Anger Management. You know,
I didn't like that all that much, really. I mean, and it's hard for me to not like something that Adam Sandler or Jack Nicholson does.
Right, right. But I think what's going to happen in this one, and if they do it like this, then it'll be a success. If they shoot it Curb Your Enthusiasm style.
Oh, hell.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be really awesome.
Where it's him getting into these ridiculous situations and him having to control his like anger issues.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the best, that's one of the best things about Curb Your Enthusiasm is the shooting style. It's half reality show, half you know, comedy.
I
mean, and it just works that way because it's so believable. And that would be something that Charlie Sheen would do really well, you know, with how people view his public life and everything.
Yeah, I would totally be into that. Andy, you'd be totally into that too?
Yeah, they'd really have to get rid of the laugh track.
You think the laugh track is killing?
The laugh track is killing. There hasn't been a good laugh track show in a long time that I have enjoyed. I know some people out there are like, oh my God, I love like everything out there. Ah, it's so funny. But no, after Seinfeld and Frasier, the laugh track just didn't do it for me.
Frasier's great. Frasier, I'm getting into Frasier. I've been into Frasier since last year. Last year kind of introduced me to Frasier. I was never on the Frasier bandwagon only because I had other things I had to do. And I know that was back when like Thursday comedy was like, wow, it was like unbelievable. You know, where today I still can't believe Cheers was on and like, you know, they had these really epic lineups in television on Thursday on NBC. It's kind of fallen, you know what I mean? Returning 30 Rock to TV, and I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm curious to see whether or not they're going to address the issues that Tracy Morgan came across as far as like him, you know, disparaging gays and whatnot, and as well as Alec Baldwin and his whole airplane incidents, which I think if they lampooned, that would really set both of their lives kind of on the right track within the media and then, you know, trickle down to us, the fans.
Wait. So what's this about Tracy Morgan? What's going on?
This happened like a long time ago. What, like in June, I want to say, where he said some, I think it was during a stand-up act, where he said it was like gross to be gay or something. But you know, I'm just paraphrasing. Don't believe me, people.
Okay. All right.
People, don't believe me. Go research it, and you know, you could see yourself what he said, because that, like, again, I'm just remembering that happened a while ago. So, you know what? Let's take a break. Let's hear another song, a pretty fitting song. This is K-Sun with his track "Wah Wah Wah." You can visit him. KSunmusic.com.
That thing where you saw, now you go reap. Some wake up, some just still they sleep. Some go on like them know they care. Starting trouble over here. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and the way away. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and the way away. Time and time and again, yeah. Land Rover rolling over, blowing petrol. You blow my mind. Travel dust roads north to city, to and fro. Them they rob on the mines. Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and the way away. Time and time and again, yeah.
Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and away with. Time and time and again, yeah. We are wide awake. We are wide awake. We are wide awake. And nobody leaves empty-handed, Africa. Where we? Africa. Where we? Make you tell the people why they run the country. If they know they got, then go run them plenty. Every day bust, bust, bust. Every day so, so busting. Every day bust, bust, bust. Every day so, so busting. But we are wide awake. We are wide awake. We are wide awake. And nobody leaves empty-handed, Africa. Where we? Africa. Where we? Time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and away, time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and away, time and time and again, yeah. Time and time and time and time again, time and time and again, wait, time and time and again, time and time and again, yeah.
It is the playlist, and you just heard the song by K-Sun, Wah, Wah, Wah. I hope you really enjoyed that. You can find it, ksunmusic.com, as we are recapping and talking, you know, about 2011 and 2012. Is 2012 going to be the year that we all die and nothing, you know, like the Mayans come back from wherever they've come to?
Nah, we'll be good. It's another Y2K thing, you know. Yeah, I think NASA came out with a website essentially disproving all of the 2012 stuff because so many people were freaking out that they're like, look, you know, nothing is going to happen. You're going to be okay. You know, it's a fun fantasy world to live in, end of the world, all that stuff. Well, to some people, because that means like zombie hunting time, but...
Which I'll put the link, if you ever want to know or be caught in a zombie apocalypse, I'll put the link to for your survival guide to be a part of that.
Yeah, but, you know, but it's nothing's going to happen. Everything's going to be A-okay.
I will tell you this about 2012 and me kind of thinking that it was going to happen or it may perhaps happen. It's pushing me to be like, well, shit, if this is going to be my last year, I got to make it a bang out year. And I got, you know, if we're going to go, I'm going to go out in style, you know?
Why not just live every day like that?
Well, because then after a while you get jaded. You're like, oh, today is probably going to end. Whatever. Let me just live it. You know, I don't know. I think you would get jaded. Yeah, you know, you wouldn't think it.
Yeah. You'd have to convince yourself that, you know, you'd really have to believe that tomorrow very well might be the last day. You know, and just go balls out. But that could also lead to trouble, you know.
True. But that's where morals and, you know, good choices come into play.
But see, that's the point. If you're living like it's the last day on Earth, you're not concerned with all that stuff. You're concerned with just living life to its fullest, not so much about morals. I mean,
or eating as well. You know, you got to eat.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, and those survival
tips.
It's
more of like a metaphoric state of mind.
Really. Well, yeah. I understand.
But yeah, it's. I mean, that'd be taking it like way literally. You know, it's just. It's really just, you know, all about living to your highest passion. You know, and just whatever you feel is the best course to take in your life. As long as you feel the best about that, then just go with it. As long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else, I think you're doing just fine.
Yeah, we are talking with Denim Dan and Andy, and of course me, Turtle, right here on the playlist. We're going to go with another break, and we are going to hear a song that I think works well, and that's Chloroform Days. You can find them on their record label website, cul-de-sac-kidsrecords.com.
Talk of all the things we did today, and laugh about our funny little way. We darling, be home soon. Couldn't stand to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. Oh, darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I've toddled. For the great relief of having you to talk to. Now, a quarter of my life is almost past, and I've come to see myself at last. And the time that I spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I could feel myself in blue. So, darling, be home soon. Couldn't stand to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. Oh, darling, be home soon. It's not just a few hours, but I've been waiting since I dawdled. Oh, since I dawdled. For the great relief of having you to talk to. Go and beat your crazy head against the sky. Try to see the houses that lie in your eyes. It's okay to shoot the moon. So darling, darling, I'll be home soon. I'll be home.
You just heard the song Chloroform Days reworked and remixed. It's kind of a joint release between Cul-de-Sac Kids and a new label, and that's Refix Mechanics. You can find out more on their website, cul-de-sackidsrecords.com, as we yet again recap 2011 and we talk about 2012. Going to be a major year for Enter the Shell. We're already getting submissions. Our calendars are already getting filled. So if you want to be a part of the music movement that is known as Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. Denim, I know you've been secretly working on your photography website. That should be debuting later on this year. Do you have like a timeline for that, or is that going to be more of a surprise type thing?
I'd say more of a surprise type thing, but I'm really gearing up to get it to release and launch officially before I go back to Ohio in March for a wedding, actually.
That would be really nice to go back with a stunning website.
Yeah, just at the very least, just get the basic structure down to where it's navigable, have a good amount of content on there just so it's up. And I can start sending people the link and everything, and then just kind of work at it and kind of hack away at it little by little from there.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that website and for the release of that website. I think it's going to get a lot of buzz. And your photography, if you're not keen on Denim Dance photography, if you log on to Enter the Shell and then click on the event photos, it'll take you to our Facebook, which has all of our photos and stuff like that. I know, I'm cheating. I'm cheating by using Facebook as a photo gallery, but hey.
Hey, I am right now too until my website gets released. So
yeah. Good. And the majority of the photos are done by Denim Dan. Andy did some photography, but funny enough, his camera, actually, the last photo it took was when we were doing that August Rising show.
Yes, it was.
That home invasion, and you took a picture of that Indian, what was it, an Indian hill or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, the Indian Chief something mountain or what they called it.
It was like Chief Mountain or something like that.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like the picture or the profile of a particular Native American's face while resting. That's what the mountain was supposed to look like. And it was supposed to look like that in a particular light, although we didn't really get to see that. It never, you know, got that pretty pink color the way
that... I think that the chief had his revenge. I think you're not supposed to take a photo, and because of that, your camera broke.
That's probably it.
I didn't realize that was the last photo you took, and I'm really sorry to hear that you haven't gotten your camera fixed yet.
You know, got other bills to pay.
Yeah, I took the camera to go see. By the way, if you're going to invest in a camera, know this. It's going to cost you more to get it fixed than if you just go buy another camera. Mm. I don't know if that's by design or what, but like that lens, that really dope lens that Andy has, it costed him like $300. Hopefully, no. I'm not.
No, the lens, actually, I got it used. I got it for about how much it would cost to fix it.
Really? So yeah. It'd be $150.
Yeah.
Just to fix a scratch. Mm. On that lens, which is
odd because the scratch is on the inside, and I don't understand how it got that way.
I don't know.
Oh,
and then
how do you tell if it's on the inside?
Well, because if you look through it, you see just a little black spot on when you're looking through the lens, and you know you don't. If you feel both sides of the lens, you don't feel anything. Mm. So unless you know that just seems to come up. I'm assuming that it's on the inside because that's what it appears like to me. And this is all one big ruse to just, you know, back out gracefully from Denim Dan's photos. Because, you know, every time we shoot the same event, it's like, damn it, they're so much better than mine.
I know. I've been practicing on my photography lately. Yeah. I've been, Denim, like I said, we've said this time and time again, that you've been stepping up our photography game like ridiculous. And I said this in the show that we did with Leo Canonis, the film freak. And that was that I see your photos that you take, and I say, me and you use the same exact camera, and I can't get the photos that come out of that camera. Which I was like, which made me believe it's definitely me, you know. It's definitely me messing them up. But, you know, I've learned some things from you, and I think... If I were to show you some of my new photos, which I think I will, I think I'll bring to you some pictures that nobody's seen, only like myself and like my family, because I'm taking photos of my family because those are my subjects, those are my test subjects.
Yeah, your family and closest friends are always like the first to be tested with like your newest camera or something, you know.
Exactly, and they've been paying off tremendously because I'm now in it, so now I'm creating photos and now I'm making photos and I'm giving them to them saying, hey, you don't have a photo of this person and you need to, here you go.
See, it's all about the digital revolution. I mean, we've got such power in our hands with the archive capabilities. I mean, like a 1 terabyte hard drive is as big as a book. And it costs like, you know, $150-$200 or something, even 2 terabytes, you know, and that can store like God knows how many photos. If everybody just has a digital camera and just takes it around with them and every now and then just take a photo. I mean, it's really changing the world. It's just the way we look at the world, too.
Exactly. So let's get another break in. And we are going to hear a song by the Two Bears, which ties into the mountains, you know, because maybe there were some bears up there. And their song, Work, you can find them, the2bears.co.uk.
Work. stress. But my love, don't get me wrong, I'm putting in the hours so we can keep on singing songs with word and sound of power.
Into the playlist as we are taking a look at what was 2011 and the future, which is 2012. Here are the Steelwells with El Capitan, and this is the Beta Blocker remix. You can download for free Shallow on the Draft on the Steelwells.com.
Oh, the ocean tossing you.
And you are back on the playlist, and you just heard the Steelwells with El Capitan, the Beat Up Blocker remix. And like I said before, they're giving away Shallow on the Draft. For more information, log on to steelwells.com. Finally, guys, 2012 seems to be extremely promising for everybody at Enter the Shell, and we are going to be looking for another writer as... Andy, you're going to be bowing out gracefully, but to pursue something really cool. I don't know if I should tell people what you're doing or...
We'll keep it a secret for now.
We'll keep it a secret for now.
But you still have about 5 more months with me.
Yeah,
it involves adventure.
Excitement and adventure, and there's even a gun. And it's purely legal, too. That's the crazy part about it. So 2012, whether or not we survive or not, is just going to be major for you, Andy.
Thank you. Yeah, it should be pretty big.
Our
yeah.
survival depends on you.
No pressure or anything.
Lives are on your hands.
And lastly, if you want to be featured on the playlist, you can email me, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already on the web, you know, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and check out our blogs and download our cornucopia of podcasts. And let me just say this. The downloads have been going up and up, and people are more in tune with kind of what Enter the Shell is. I've been getting a lot of buzz. A lot of bands have been contacting me to work with me. So I think that with, you know, Denim and their and all your photos, that's all kind of adding, along with all the writers, you know, I really believe that 2012 is going to be just ridiculously amazing for us.
A big shout out to the other writers. I know, you know, we don't really have the most contact amongst ourselves, but
we don't.
We're
really bad about that.
Like, I read the articles and like I'm absolutely blown away by you guys. So a big thank you and compliments to the chef, you know, for having you guys aboard. You guys do a lot for us.
Yeah, Morgan and Matt, major studs, as well as Milo with him. You know, anytime I go on vacation or whatever, he kind of takes over the helm of Enter the Shell as far as like the podcast side and plays some really cool stuff. But I'm interested to see what you think we could add. Should we add another podcast to the show? And if so, should it still feature music, or should it just be kind of a talk show, or should we add another blog, maybe live reviewing? What do you guys think we should be as far as for the next evolution?
Well, I was just brainstorming actually here a minute ago. Before Andy takes off here later this year, we need to do a playlist show with just songs from movie soundtracks.
Well, see, that's where it kind of goes into that murky, these songs are owned by...
Screw MGM.
Yeah, you know, that's why we get, you know, a bunch of people just sending us stuff to us. Say, hey, play this without getting into trouble. Mm. And I won't sue you. I won't mind if you do that. Mm. You know, but I think we should do kind of a playlist with you, Andy. What would that be? What kind of music would we hear?
I have no idea. I would have to think of that later, but probably, you know, just a whole lot of classics from years gone by, as far as Enter the Shell classics.
Are you down for an all Bjork playlist?
No. No, God, no. I mean, no offense to Bjork, but just no.
She's a niche, you know.
She definitely finds, you know, her path and goes with it.
Yeah. And we're going to find our path and go with that. And that path is out the doors. We are going to leave you now with La Bucharetes, which, by the way, are going to be performing at this year's Coachella Festival. And that's on both Sundays, because you know how like Coachella is like 2 years,
yeah,
right?
They split,
2 weeks, I mean.
They split it up, yeah. And they big some big names on that, too. Huh?
Yeah, I only got the first names for the first week. I know for the one night, the Black Keys, I think, is Friday.
Oh, my God.
Saturday is Radiohead, and Sunday is Dr. Dre.
Is it the same people playing each week?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it was going to be that. I thought it was going to be, you know, and I don't know, maybe I'll log on their website or whatever, but I thought it was going to be 1 week is we have these headliners, and then the second week are two other headliners. Mm-hmm. Because why would they do the same headliners twice if it's going to be two weeks? Well,
it's just gotten so big, and there's just been such high demand for tickets that it just sells out so quickly that, you know, people are just like, well, you know. I thought that the original idea for having the second week was just to bring everybody back and essentially just play the whole show over again, play the whole festival over again, same way, but with, you know, people who couldn't get tickets for the first week.
Right, right. Jury's still out. We don't know, but you can find Les Bucheretes.net. Don't kill me if I messed up the name, okay? And to 2012... guys, thanks for joining me.